presenting the adventures of Jungle Jim. Last week, after Jungle Jim rescued Kolo from the angry crocodile, they made for the shore to repack. Suddenly, they heard tom-toms in dance rhythm. Kolo warned Jim it was the dance of the cannibal headhunters just before starting out on a hunt. Meanwhile, back at the plantation, the French-Canadian overseer, Labat, by lashing the natives with his whip, attempted to locate the thief who stole his knife. But the Batwoman performed the ordeal of poison and got the desired confession. She was delighted at the chance to show her magical power and so bring the natives even more under her control. That night, Loki and Mamba, the guides, attempted to kill the Reverend Chalmers and his daughter Lynn. But Lynn fired through the tent and killed Loki. Mamba ran away. These thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim are pictured each Sunday in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The Comic Weekly, each page printed in full colors, is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Now we continue the story. Jungle Jim and Kolo stand transfixed by the menacing rhythm of the tom-tom.
Tuan Jim.
Huh?
What'd you say, Kolo?
Better we get away from here, Tuan Jim. Luro headhunter come this way.
Where can we go? If we get out in the river, they're sure to see us. It will only take one of their poison darts to put an end to either one of us.
Yes, Tuan Jim. Luro man shoot straight and far with dart blowers.
Gosh, I can remember as a kid using my pea shooter with fairly successful results. But these bush natives are champions, and they aren't fooling. We can't use the canoe for a getaway. What shall we do?
Better we hide in trees.
I guess that's all we can do. Come, Kolo. First, let's hide the canoe in the reeds and palms here.
Yes, Ituan. Kolo will help.
We haven't any too much time either. Come on, push. We'll get this put out of sight, and we'll take care of ourselves. We mustn't find our canoe, or we will be in a bad spot.
Yes, Ituan. Jungle plenty thick here. Hard to find way.
There now. I think that'll be far enough. Now take out our guns and all our ammunition. We may need it before we get out of here.
Yes, Ituan.
To think we were sympathizing with the Reverend Chalmers. Maybe he's safer where he is. All the Nuro men may be out on this sort of expedition.
Nuro man never leave Nuro country.
Well, they have now. You can hear them for yourself. Have you got everything we need to defend ourselves with?
Yes, Ituan Jim.
Good. Now pull those palm branches down over the hole we made in the foliage.
Kolo do, Tuan.
Yeah, that's it. That's fine. Oh, wait a minute. I'm going to break off this branch to mark the spot. We don't want to lose track of the hiding place ourselves.
Tuan Jim. And see where canoe drag.
By Jove, so you can. Lucky thing you saw that, Kolo. Here, take this branch and smooth out the track in the sand.
Nuro man still dance, Tuan.
Yes, I hear them. How long will the dance last, Kolo?
Dance last until darkness.
Well, it's almost dark now. What's the idea of this dance, anyway?
Hunters dance after see heads they want. Ask God give them good hunt.
After they see the head they want, eh? Well, looks like we're elected, Kolo.
Kolo, no understand, Tuan.
I mean, I guess we're the heads they're celebrating for. They must have seen us coming along the river.
Yes, Tuan.
Well, if I can pull off the little trick I have in mind, we'll get a few heads to our credit before we lose our own.
What we do, Tuan Jim?
In boxing, Kolo, the secret of success is to get the first blows in. And that goes for any other kind of fighting, too. Make the first attack. Carry the fight to the enemy. And if you can surprise him with a rush, the battle's yours.
Tuan Jim. We not going to attack headhunters.
That's just what we're going to do, Kolo. Come on, bring that ammunition and let's go.
Up at the plantation, the Batwoman is worried. She hits the big Chinese gong hanging by the door of the house. And impatiently strides up and down the porch.
Yes, missy?
Where's Labat?
Him eat, missy.
Again? That ox is always eating. Send him out here.
Yes, missy. Duan Yaba, missy want see.
What do you want, boss?
I sent for you, didn't I?
All right, boss. No use for to get mad. Jack Labat only asked for to make sure. What you want, boss?
I'm worried.
What you worry for, boss? Everything goes smooth like ice.
Yes, thin ice. And I've no intention of letting it break under my feet.
What you mean, boss? Nothing like that going for to happen.
I'm not so sure. You never can tell when a native will turn on us.
Oh, after that poison hack you pull off, they all watch their step round here. My God, every time they see you come, they bow, scrape the ground in front of you. Yesy, missy, yesy, missy. You no need for to worry about these black rascals.
Oh, I know Eru and Wallio and the other boys won't start anything around here. They've reacted to the poison ordeal just as I thought they would. But it's Loki and Mamba I'm worried about.
Why for, boss? That Loki, she managed pull wool over missionary eyes again? By car, I never think Loki she able to do that.
That's what bothers me, Laba. I told him to see that the Reverend Chalmers got one of our boys to guide him. And instead, when you and I flew Mamba down to Burawani, we found Loki himself had started up this way with the missionary.
Hey, we, boss.
How do we know what that means? Is he bringing Chalmers here as our prisoner, or is he betraying us to him?
That's what Mamba find out for us, boss. That's why you see that Mamba guide that girl.
You mean that was my plan?
Wait.
How's it working? That's what bothers me. Mamba and Loki were to send up a rocket when they'd done their work, but we haven't seen it yet.
No, that's true, boss. But maybe they no get chance to pull off the job yet.
Maybe they've turned against us. Maybe they've become converted by that psalm singer.
By God, I no think of that, boss.
Well, that's all I've been able to think of. I can't stand this suspense any longer. Come on, Laba.
Where we go, boss?
Have you kept the gasoline tank full in the plane?
May we, boss. That tank, she all time full up.
Good. Well, come along. Ah, I see you've got the plane turned around and all ready to take off.
May we. But where do we go, boss?
Get into the plane.
Okay, boss.
Now, we're going to fly over the camp of a missionary and see if we can learn what's happening.
Meanwhile, Jungle Jim and Kolo are making their way toward the celebrating cannibals.
Careful now, Kolo. We don't want them to see us yet.
No, Tuan. We can see Nuro Man's fire now.
Yes, and the figures dancing around it. They must be getting themselves worked up to the proper pitch.
Nuro Man wait for sign from God. Gods must say, good hunt. Then Nuro Man put out fire and capture heads.
Oh, I see. Waiting for a sign from their gods, eh?
Yes, Tuan.
If the sign is good, they'll hunt the heads. The sign is bad, they'll give up the hunt. Is that it?
Yes, Tuan Jim.
Kolo, you've given me an idea. A great idea.
What Tuan mean?
The Nuro men are going to get a sign, all right. It'll be bad for them and good for us.
How Tuan know?
Tuan knows because he's going to give them the sign.
How you make sign, Tuan Jim?
Just wait till we get a little closer.
Now, Tuan Jim?
No. Wait until we get still closer.
Now, Tuan Jim?
Not just yet. Gosh, look at those boys. Aren't they fierce looking? What have they got that white paint on their faces for?
Nuro man dress up faces when dancing before hunt, Tuan. Bring good hunting.
Is that so? We'll soon see about that.
What you do, Tuan Jim? Better you hurry. Nuro man see us. No more chance to do anything.
You're telling me. Here, hold my gun while I take off my neckerchief.
Yes, Tuan.
Now, pour that box of cartridges into my neckerchief.
Yes, he.
Go ahead, pour the whole box in.
Tuan Jim, you need bang bang gun food, save us.
Do as I say, Kolo. Pour some more cartridges into my neckerchief.
Yes, Tuan.
Yeah, that's enough. Now, Kolo, will those boys keep on dancing like that until they get the signal from the guards, or will they stop and wait for the sign?
They stop dance, Tuan Jim.
Good. And when they stop, Kolo, we'll start. I'm going to throw these cartridges into their fire. Stop dancing, Kolo. Are they waiting for the sign now?
Now waiting for a sign, Tuan.
Just wait until I tie up this neckerchief a little tighter. There. And when this lands on that fire of theirs, get back to our canoe as fast as you can. From now on, it's every man for himself. Here goes.
Back at the camp of the Reverend Chalmers, the would-be murderer, Mamba, who has escaped Lin's pistol fire, regains his courage at the thought of all the promised gold now belonging to him. He stands off in the trees watching the missionary and Lin Chalmers. Then he cuts his way through the back of the tent and enters it. Unaware of the impending danger, father and daughter survey the scene.
Dad, look.
Eh? Where, Lynn?
On the ground over there. Something shining in the moonlight.
I say, 2 gold pieces.
Somebody bribed Loki and Mamba to kill us, Dad.
Yes, you must be right, my dear. And that somebody is the leader of this new cult.
Who is the leader?
That's the question. And that's what I'm going to find out.
Listen. An airplane.
Yes, I hear it.
It's flying low over us, but I can't see it. It hasn't any lights on.
Yes, that must be the big black seaplane that flew over this way just before you arrived, Len. They're mixed up in this somehow. Probably they're wondering how their scheme to do away with us worked.
There it is, crossing the path of the moon.
Yes.
Well, whoever it is can see me waving at them. Stand here in the moonlight with me, Dad. We'll show them we're perfectly whole and safe.
Oh, I should have mistrusted Loki when he came back to me. His master must have sent him to get me to rehire him. I recall now that he was particularly curious as to whether I carried a gun or not.
Well, it's a good thing I brought this pistol and that rifle we have in the tent.
It is indeed, my dear. Well, I'll just put these gold pieces in my wallet. They'll come in handy as evidence. Look, they're brand new, fresh from the mint.
Daddy, look, his body.
Eh?
It's gone.
What? Why, bless my soul, so it has. Lynn, the other guide is somewhere about. I'll go and get a rifle from the tent. Lynn!
Oh, my daughter.
Tenderly lowering the unconscious girl to the ground, the missionary races to the tent. As he reaches it, Mamba brings the butt of the rifle through the flap and knocks the Reverend senseless. Then, swinging the limp form of the minister across his shoulders, Mamba, the treacherous guide, trots into the jungle. At dawn, Jungle Jim and Kolo spy the missionary's camp.
There's the camp, Kolo. It must be the Reverend Shamus.
Maybe, Tuan Jim. No see anybody.
Hello! Hello there!
No answer. That's funny.
Camp looked like no one there, Tuan.
Paddle harder, Kolo. There may be trouble over there.
What will Jungle Jim find at the apparently deserted camp? What has happened to Lynn Chalmers? The very same adventure you have just heard can be seen in full-color action pictures in next Sunday's Comic Weekly, distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers. In addition to Jungle Jim and Kolo, you will find many other fascinating characters of the picture world. Toots and Casper, the Katzenjammer Kids, Bringing Up Father, Skippy, Barney Google, and many others. Also a new group of colored poster stamps for your collection. All of these interesting, educational, and entertaining features are to be found in next Sunday's Comic Weekly. And don't forget our date next week at the same time for a continuation of these exciting adventures of Jungle Jim.